WNEW-FM in stereo. Allison Steele. Lothar and the Hand People with Space Hymn, and also spake Zarathustra from Space Odyssey. 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Allison Steele until 2. And speaking of inner dimensions, I want to talk about them for a moment. I have been talking to you about them for a couple of days, and you may have gotten Sunshine Inn tickets there. You know, they are the ticket outlet. And I said they were friendly people, and I want to read a Christmas card that they sent me. It's a card that they made up, and I think it's really special. It's kind of an abstract card, and it says on the front, "Every year we find our planet resting beneath a cosmic hand that reaches down and feeds itself to our receiving hearts, which in turn casts vibrations of peace and love to your inner dimensions." Isn't that pretty? They got homes, but what's the difference? It's to your advantage. And that includes Christmas Eve. A very friendly place, a lot of good vibrations, with many unusual things to look over. Inner Dimensions at 127 Watchung Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. It's on the Garden State Parkway, exit 151. And I think if you visit, you'll come up with a lot of good things for yourself and for gifts. I just might bump into you over there. Mary Travers, "We're Children, One and All." Before that, we heard Kendra Lascelles, young man from South Africa, and his own poem, "The Box." And we heard Tom Paxton, "Whose Garden Was This?" WNEW-FM in stereo, Allison Steele. On this Sunday afternoon at 4:15, and 4 o'clock is quitting time for me, and Bob Lewis will be along. And you know, this is my last day of daylighting. Yes, Monday night, Tuesday morning, I'll be back flying on the overnight. And this has been a very, very nice 8 weeks for me, and that's how long it's been. 2 weeks while Jonathan was on vacation, and 4 weeks since Jonathan moved into the 6-10 spot. And I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and thoroughly enjoyed sharing the days, the afternoons, the mornings with all you nice people. And I will miss you. And if you can stay up late at night, love to have you there with me, flying. Starting on Monday morning at 6 a.m., you can make a new friend. Mike Harrison will join us, join the WNEW-FM family. He was with WLIR in Hempstead, so I'm sure a good many of you have heard him on the air. He's very, very nice. You'll like him. And then at 10 o'clock, in these hours, 10 to 2 every day, and 10 to 3 on Saturday, 12 to 4 on Sunday, you can meet Pete Fornatale and chug along with him to the ever-present sounds of WNEW-FM.
For the money, no other American car can deliver more. Here's how we put it. Vega. It's a lot of little car.
Okay, sir, I'll take your word for it. A new album that will soon be released is kind of a milestone in supergroups. You may not have heard the gentleman's name, John Baldry, English group, but the group was Steam Packet, and the group consisted of a few minor people you may have heard of, like Rod Stewart, Elton John, Brian Auger, Julie Driscoll, and Ginger Baker, I think. Something like that. And John Baldry is now recording for American consumption. This is an album produced by Rod Stewart and Elton John, and they're on it. You can hear them. Here it is, John Baldry. John Baldry from his new album, and Flying, and then Faces with Rod Stewart, Maybe I'm Amazed, and the Beatles, The End. In the end, the love you get is what you spend. Stay tuned to WNEW-FM 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York for the news and weather and Bob Lewis. I'm Allison Steele. I'll be flying at 2 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Join me, won't you? Till then, love and peace, and many good days.